Judge Gableman has not been shy about calling himself a judicial conservative, a term he says is different from political conservative. Gableman says it means he's a judge who applies the law and doesn't make it. His campaign has consistently called Butler the liberal in the race, in public statements and in a recent fundraising letter from former Lieutenant Governor Margaret Farrell. But Butler told an audience at a Monday luncheon put on by the news site WisPolitics.com that he thinks it's inappropriate for a candidate to adopt those kind of labels.
Because then I'm doing kind of a nod, wink, wink. If you vote for me, you're going to get what you want. And what we're supposed to be doing is interpreting the cases.
Butler says when you look at the record of the cases he's voted on, they show there are no voting blocks in the state Supreme Court. An analysis by the Wisconsin Law Journal found that in the most recent Supreme Court term, Butler sided with the majority 85% of the time, more than all but one other justice.
When you look at it from that perspective, what you're talking about is good centrist mainstream voting based on the circumstances of the case and the law that should be applied to it.
The race for the Supreme Court is officially nonpartisan, although when it comes to who supports the candidates, the ideological and partisan lines are more clear. Butler is an appointee of Governor Jim Doyle and has overwhelming support from Democrats. Gableman is an appointee of former Governor Scott McCallum and has the backing of Republicans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.